Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rich Fitzgerald, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Hi, Rich. It's Christine here, too.
Hey, Christine. How are you?
Great.
This is all a crock of crap, isn't it? Are there any diesel trucks in Deer Lakes at all, sir, driving around?
No. But more importantly, it was a bill that's going to get into law, and I will veto, but it'll be, they got the votes to override, but it will do nothing. It'll sound good. It'll be a good soundbite. You know, we're not going to do fracking in the parks, which we weren't doing anyway, by the way, so
right.
We're passing something that was redundant. But more importantly, all of the adjacent properties around all of our county parks are leasing, and those leases have no protections in them. So the good news about Deer Lakes was when they joined in as part of it, the county law department was able to put a lot of protections for all those adjacent properties. There was water testing. There was air testing. There was truck traffic monitoring. There was noise monitoring. I mean, any construction project, as we all know, driving around these days is noisy. It's inconvenient. All those kind of things. Having no protections from anybody else puts these property owners and puts the county, quite frankly, at more risk. So there is an environmental bill that a number of council members have sponsored that's on the agenda. It was not voted on last night, and my understanding is they're not even going to let it be brought up for a vote. But it would be real protections for people that supposedly care about the environment and dealing with the natural gas industry.
So explain to me, if you could, what is going on with fracking in terms of what the existing leases that have been sold?
Well, the existing leases, there was one. Well, there was actually two. One at the airport, which actually saved the airport
right.
from going bankrupt.
How much is it generated? How much?
Oh, a couple hundred million dollars
Thank
already.
You. Thank you.
It might generate up to $500 million. But none
hold
of those
hold on. The airport would be bankrupt.
Correct.
That's
it
right.
could not pay the bills.
Thank
it
you.
Was not paying the bills. We would not have attracted someone like Christina Katsotis. We could not hire anybody. It was like trying to hire the captain of the Titanic after it hits the iceberg. Nobody wants the job when things are going down. So the natural gas drilling lease that was done out there basically saved the airport. But I understand there's a difference between airports and parks. So, Christine, the one that was done at the Deer Lakes Park is done 7,000 feet below the park. Not in the park at all.
No diesel trucks and smoke in the park.
Nothing. In fact,
hold on. That's a lie.
We were able to eliminate the diesel fumes outside of the park.
So that's a
lie. Because they entered into a lease which said you couldn't drive the trucks during school hours when the school buses are taking the kids from Deer Lakes School District.
So that woke guy soundbite's a lie. That's a lie.
It sounds good. It sounds great. You know, the 2-second soundbite is easy to sell. Politics, we all know this. When you have to start explaining the subtleties of everything that's done, it gets difficult. It's like you were arguing earlier, the Second Amendment. Don't take away my Second Amendment rights. Well, we're seeing some of the results of that.
Right.
You know, the things that went on in Highland Park, and I mean, all the cities, we could go on and on for days on all the things that happened. But the soundbite sounds better. It's easier to sell politically than the actual policy itself.
Are you sick of it?
Well, it becomes frustrating at certain times. I mean, both sides do it, and you know, sometimes it works to the advantage of what you'd like to see. But this is a good debate to have, and I don't mind having the debate. The problem is the debate gets, you know, the shouting and the bullying and the overriding. For people that disagree, it becomes very difficult. It's almost like people that want to say the election was fixed. You know, those type of, and you try to explain logically how things are done. Certain people don't want to hear it.
Rich Fitzgerald, thanks, my man.
Thank you.
All right, Marty. Thanks, Christine.
The big lie.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.